British artist Richard Perry is invited by Jamie Stevens to represent London's alternative art scene.
Who makes the nachos?
Perry's works often seem like nuanced satire.
I'll tell you who makes the nachos.
The bureaucratic self-promoted practices that are part of today's artistic lifestyle. Several of his works ironically comment on the art interested public's journeys to far-flung places to see biennials and large exhibitions. He believes that this practice smacks of neo-colonialism. For an exhibition at the Institute for Social Hypocrisy that was held in Paris in 2011, Perry filled the entire gallery with thousands of yellow air mattresses, the type normally associated with tourism to tropical destinations. The installation could be read as an ironic comment on the artist's international position and the artwork's thirst for whatever is exotic and new. In Europe, we see where
it's quite well for eyes, it's a lot more kind.
Perry presents part of a project called Art.
This was real Irish. No, Joe was then good and gold and told us the rapist from the Spa Motel. The real mold. The real mold.
In Art Symbolics,
Bad Buyers, Telly
Bean.
Here's a word from Bobby.
That were based on photos from tourist brochures and traditional handicrafts. Here in Europe, we see four silkscreen prints of
the
Nazis paper money that represents
the duty goods shop,
like
$100 trillion. Blur, blur, retreat. Who makes the Nazis?
Such that they are long when we see our own reflection, we become part of
long the world.
Silkscreen prints are actually based on real Zimbabwean dollars that were used from 1980 to 2009, a period of astronomical inflation. These sums can also allude to the art market's inflated prices, as they are always being pushed higher and higher.
Restroom.